When it comes to the brain, the sooner a concern is diagnosed, the better, according to Dr. Stephen Miller with UGA's Department of Psychology.
Once tissue dies as a result of the degenerative process, we can't replace it. So you want to get and work towards interventions as just as very early as possible.
Miller says progress is being made toward finding a strong biomarker that precedes mild cognitive impairment, which often leads to dementia and Alzheimer's disease. He and other researchers have been looking at blood flow patterns in the brains of people with and without impairment. Early indications show hyperactivity in areas linked to memory may foreshadow future problems. In other words, if the part of the brain that helps you remember things is working harder than usual, dementia could pose a threat down the road. Miller says more work needs to be done, but he feels confident the research could lead to a way of identifying risk factors.
I don't think we're very far. It's an international problem, and so there are international investigators.
Miller says roughly 36 million people across the globe suffer from dementia. He says that number is expected to double every 2 decades. John Lawrence, WABE News.